Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The American Legislative Exchange Council recently released its sixth edition of Other Post-Employment Benefit Liabilities with the subtitle of The Continuing Need for OPEB Reform. Of all 50 states, the net present value of unfunded government employee pensions and retiree health care benefits exceeds $1.1 trillion. There are only two states that have completely funded these liabilities, being Nebraska and South Dakota. 25 other states have unfunded liabilities of less than $6 billion. The unfunded liabilities of the state of Michigan were the sixth highest of all states. The only states with higher obligations, Illinois, Texas, New York, California, and New Jersey, all have about the same or larger populations than Michigan. I suspect that this study may extremely understate the size of these liabilities. For example, it projects California's unfunded liabilities at $140 billion. However, the Hoover Institution's analysis of that state's unfunded liabilities projects that total to be about $1 trillion. For Michigan, this report projects that the net present value of unfunded liabilities to be about $44.8 billion. Only about 21% of these past liabilities have already been funded. That's almost $4,500 for every man, woman, and child in this state. These obligations hamstring the state government from cutting the tax burden. It almost certainly guarantees that future state tax burdens will be higher than they are today. In the current fiscal year, Michigan's legislature and governor could have used several billion dollars to fund part of these liabilities and ease future burdens on taxpayers. Rather than do that, the politicians and bureaucrats chose in many instances to waste funds on non-essential pork barrel projects, often to benefit politically connected private entities. When the governor's panel analyzed why Michigan's population isn't growing as fast as it should, one of the most important financial obstacles for people was the massive size of state government's unfunded liabilities. Yet this issue was almost totally ignored in what was touted as a comprehensive review. This is just one more example of Michigan politicians and bureaucrats looking out for their friends and ignoring the taxpayers. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.